you were encouraged to keep pigs. And pigs, of course, in those days lived on swill. And my sister, in fact, was at university for most of the war. And one of her vacation jobs was driving round Winchester in a pony cart, collecting swill from hospitals, restaurants, army camps, anywhere, and taking it back to the pig farm because pigs lived almost entirely on swill. Oh, there was an illegal bacon factory up at Old House. Old Deacon lived up at Old House. There were two little bungalows in the grounds, and he lived in one of those and had a small holding, and he used to do a lot of contracting, haymaking, and he kept pigs up there. And he used to slaughter them occasionally and preserved them and salted the bacon down and so on. Then you got it back. In theory, everything that you produced that you didn't eat yourself, there was a control price and it all had to be sold through the marketing boards. But a lot of people kept the pig on the swill round the back of the house, and they would have a litter of pigs. They would have one for themselves, one they would probably give to a friend or a neighbour. The rest went, all but one, would go to the ministry, and the other one would go to Mr. Deacon. You were allowed to keep one, you see, for yourself.